Let's talk some cricket this afternoon with Menners from the Cricket Unfiltered podcast. How are you this afternoon?
Doing really well, Bear. What a win for the Aussies last night in Pakistan. It's been 6 years since Australia won a Test series overseas. So, yeah, I'm pretty chipper this morning.
Mate, I got to say, it felt like one long 15-day Test match that came in a culmination last night. Did you get the same sort of feeling?
Yeah, it was so attritional and it was such a battle for the whole Test series. A lot of runs were scored. It was hard to get wickets. But then finally, on that last day, Nathan Lyon bowled excellently, took 5 wickets. And Australia, I would say, got the rub of the green a little bit with a couple of decisions and a couple of DRS things. So, yeah, great win by the Aussies at the end of a really long series.
Did the coin toss contribute to this? Like, if Weed had not been able to bat first, could the role have been reversed, do you think?
Yeah, I think Richie Beno used to say that Test captaincy is 90% luck, 10% skill. And Pat Cummins is certainly a lucky bugger because, you know, he won the toss in the second test and it was vital to win the toss in the third test. And he did, and they made 391 and then they were able to control the game.
He certainly knows when to make a declaration, or he's getting better at it, if I could put it that way.
I've got to say, I wasn't so sure about this latest declaration. He left Pakistan with only 350 to chase in 4 sessions. So it was certainly a brave declaration and it's paid off. But considering the way Pakistan had batted in the first 2 tests, it could have blown up in his face. Pakistan were none for 70 at one stage. And yeah, I thought it was a gutsy declaration. I probably would have wanted maybe 40 or 50 more runs, but you know, congratulations to Pat Cummins. He got it right and he gets the series win.
That's the art of the right declaration, though, is finding it that sweet spot where the opposition can actually try and go for it, which gives you an opportunity to have some attacking fields, though.
Look, that is one argument, but my counter to that is that, as we spoke earlier, this Test series has been was a 15-day battle, so you would hate to gift the opposition a Test series by leaving the door open. You know, I think sometimes you can have a punt, but considering Australia won the last series, so they hold the trophy, I thought it was a gutsy one. But yeah, I mean, he led the way with some great bowling and yeah, he certainly knows more than me.
Coming out of the series, who for Australia holds their head the highest for you?
Usman Khawaja. I mean, he scored 496 runs at an average over 160. It is a beautiful story, him, you know, returning to the country of his birth and scoring 2 centuries, 290s, and being the standout batter on both sides. So, yeah, he's a hero, and without his runs, there's no way we would have won the series.
Has Steve Smith got a case of the yips at the moment? He just seems to be able to get a bit of a start but not be able to go on with it.
He hasn't scored too many Test centuries lately, but he was the second leading run scorer in the series. And he is one of those very few Australian players that actually bats better overseas. So I don't think it'll be long before we see Smith scoring a truckload of hundreds again. During the Test match, he went past 8,000 Test runs, and he did that quicker than any other player in history. So just sit back and appreciate Steve Smith, because that's an incredible record.
And fantastic. On the bowling side of it, you mentioned Nathan Lyon, who finished off beautifully. That's what we want from a spinner. But I was a bit surprised last night that Mitchell Swepson didn't get a bit more of a go as a wrist spinner and try and get as many overs as possible at them.
It was a tough initiation for Mitchell Swepson into the Australian Test side. I think he got 2 wickets. His bowling average is about 150. And, yeah, it was really tough. And I can sort of see why Cummins resisted using him too much on the last day, because he leaked a lot of runs. He couldn't quite keep the pressure on. And there wasn't a lot of turnout there.
No.
I think we'll see Swepson more effective in Sri Lanka and India. But I did know Cummins tried to give Swepson the last wicket. He gave him an over at the end, but in the end, Cummins did the job.
I got the feeling that Swepson had been picked for his fielding and his batting and, last of all, his wrist spin. I do wonder if maybe Scott Boland was a little unlucky, because Cameron Green was swinging the ball around, and so who knows what Boland could have done out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll never know, but it's an interesting one whether Boland could have played ahead of Swepson in that last match, considering how little bowling he did. But yeah, Boland's got a test average of about 9 and he's sitting on the bench.
That's a good bloke to bring off the bench when you need him.
Exactly.
Menas, just a quick look forward. We've got the Women's World Cup going on at the moment. Australia at this point in time, 7 from 7, dominating the table. They must be a good thing to work their way deep into the finals.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess the nervous thing for me is they've looked so good in those 7 games, and they've got a semi-final and a final, and you'd hate for them to trip up in one of those games, but yeah, they've just been exceptional. They've had some tough run chases this week against India and South Africa, and Meg Lanning scored a terrific ton in one of those games. So they've got all the boxes ticked right now, and you would not want to come up against them if you're another one of those competitors.
Who's your next best choice after that? Who's the biggest threat to Australia?
Look, South Africa have been the surprise packets for me. They're looking really good. So I'd probably say they're the team to beat, apart from Australia.
It's certainly no time to die for Australia towards the end of this series.
Well, yes, let's hope not.
Menas from the Cricket Unfiltered podcast, thank you very much for talking some cricket on the Sideline View this afternoon.
Thanks very much for having me.